A Tranquil Star. Unpublished Stories of Primo Levi. Translated by Anne Goldstein and Alessandra Bastagli. Narrated by David Kalachi. Disc 1.
Part 1. Early Stories. The Death of Marinese. No one was killed. Sante and Marinese were the only ones captured by the Germans. It made no sense. It was almost incredible that, of all of us, the two of them had been taken. But the older men in the group knew that it is always those who are captured of whom it is later said, "Who would have guessed?" And they also knew why. When the two were taken away, the sky was gray and the road was covered with snow that had hardened into ice. The truck barreled downhill with the engine off. The chains on the wheels rattled around the bends and clanked rhythmically along the straight stretches. About 30 Germans were standing in the back of the truck, packed shoulder to shoulder, some of them hanging under the frame of the canvas roof. The tarp had come loose, so that a thin sleet struck their faces and came to rest on the fabric of their uniforms. Sante was wounded. He sat mute and still on the rear bench of the truck, while Marinese was at the front, standing, with his back against the driver's cab. Trembling with fever, Marinese felt himself slowly overcome by a growing drowsiness, so that, taking advantage of a bump in the road, he slid to the wet floor and remained sitting there, an inanimate object amid the muddy boots, his bare head wedged between the bony hips of two soldiers. The pursuit had been long and exhausting, and he wanted nothing more than this, for it all to be over, to remain sitting.